Hello, welcome to the Jackie Green Show. I can't believe I'm on my fifth episode. I'm doing it. Look at me, Mom. I'm still doing a podcast. Five episodes in. There's that stutter. A true professional broadcaster here. I never stutter. No. I can't believe I've made it as far in my career as I have, considering that I stutter, slip up, and talk way too fast. Pretty much all the time. But I'm here, and you're listening, and I love it. I love you. I legit love you. Thank you. Pixie cut. Do you follow me on social media? If you do, you saw what I did. I went and cut off all my hair. I cut off, I don't know how much you'd say, my hair was just skimming my shoulders, which was still short because I'd cut it off from like my armpits to my shoulders to kind of transition. And I wore it like that, I'm going to say like 3 months, 2 months, probably 2 months. And then I decided, you know, I've always wanted a pixie cut. I want a short. I'm going to do it. Now, it seems so silly. Like, why would I dedicate an entire podcast to the fact that I cut my hair? But I promise I have a point. So here we go. I've always wanted one. I've always wanted a pixie cut. I don't know. I see these girls with it and I think in my head, you're fierce, you're powerful, and you're brave. Because you know what? Especially as a woman, it takes guts to cut off all your hair and you don't have this pretty hair to hide behind. It does. It takes a lot of guts, I think, personally. And I follow all these girls on Instagram who have the cutest, shortest hair. And I'm like, I want to do that. And my husband always says, go for it. And I'm just like, no, I can't. What if people think I look bad? What if I look like a boy? I actually thought that more than once. What if I look like a boy? Like I'm going to look like a boy because my hair is short, but or a man considering I'm 32 and not 12. But that's beside the point. So finally, I bit the bullet and I went in to cut my hair. So I went to Cheeky Strut Salon. It's where I go. And I went to this girl named Scotty, who's a badass. And she goes, girl, let's do it. And she tried to talk me into going shorter, to be honest. But like I was like, girl, no. Girl, we got it where we're at. We're going to keep it here. It's short. It is short. So it's well above my jawbone. It's above my ear, shaved in the back, short. But I'm kind of loving it. And I feel so free. I did have a moment of freak out when I woke up this morning. I woke up and I looked in the mirror and it was sticking out all over. And I went, oh my God, what did I do? I wanted to start crying. I did. But I didn't cry. I combed it and teased it a little bit and went, okay. I kind of look like Pink and I'm into that. I mean, I wish I looked like Pink. I don't lift or do anything crazy like her. So I don't really look like Pink. But I have the confidence of Pink right now with my short hair. And I'm super into that. So that said, I've been getting a lot of questions. And it's always the same one. And I wanted to address it. And the question is this. What does Jimmy think of your hair? And I always say he likes it. But I was getting that more than I was getting, oh my God, I love your hair. Or, oh wow, you cut your hair. It looks cute. Instead, everyone would open with, oh my gosh, does Jimmy like it? What does Jimmy think? Okay, if you don't know me, Jimmy is my husband. So I'm going to let you in a little thing about Jim before I go into my rant. One, Jim is a rock star. He plays bass, he plays guitar, he plays drums, he plays keyboard. He wishes he could sing, but he can't. But he loves edgy, fun stuff. He loves individuality. He loves cutting your hair. He loves growing your hair if that's what you want. He wants it green, pink, blue. He doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He wants me to be me. And Jim loves me, not my hair. So here's where I'm going with this. When people ask me that, you know, the first few times I'd be like, yeah, he likes it. He likes it. And then one person said, yeah, but has he actually seen it in person or just a picture? And I was like, he likes it. Plus, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. A couple men have commented, oh my God, if my wife cut my hair off, I'd be so mad. Why? That's so sad. Can I let you in on a secret? That's not your hair. That's not, it's her hair. And if you love her, like my husband loves me, why does it matter? You love her. You love her when she carries your baby and she gains 60 pounds. You love her when she's grumpy. You love her when she's happy. You love her when she's upset and crying. You love her. So why does it matter if she cuts her hair off to try something new? It shouldn't. It shouldn't matter. And it bothers me that so many people had to say to me, hey, what does Jimmy think? Not because of the underlying thought that obviously he wouldn't like it because it's shorter and girls don't have short hair. Because that's obviously what you mean, right? When you ask me that, what does Jimmy think? because you don't mean, you're not assuming he's going to love it. Like, if I had not cut it and I only colored it, like, with some highlights, no one would think to ask, what does Jimmy think, right? I mean, to an extent, that's kind of it. Maybe that's me exaggerating a little bit, but that's why you're asking, which is fine. Okay, that aside. But do when Jim gets his haircut, which is what, every 6 weeks, 5 weeks, guys get their haircuts a lot because it grows quick. No one says to Jim, ooh, you cut it. What does Jackie think? What does Jackie think? Because he just cut his hair. He can do what he wants. It's his head. He cuts it when he thinks it needs cutting. So that thought stuck with me a little bit. And it, all night long, I kind of thought about it. Like, man, like 7 people, maybe even more, maybe 10, honest to God, said to me, what does Jimmy think? Like, why does that matter? How about what do you think? And so I woke up and it reminded me of something our pastor told us when we got married. So we were at a rehearsal and we had told him we wanted to do a unity candle because I think they're pretty and I liked it. I like the idea of it. And he said, okay, we're going to do the unity candle. But I have something I want to share with you that's my own belief. And take it with you if you want. Don't if you don't want to. It's your wedding. But this is what I think. He brought out 3 candles and he lit 2. He said, so when you do the unity candle, you're both going to walk up with your candle and light that middle one. In most weddings you see, they then blow out each of the other candles and put them back because now you're united. You are one. You're one flame. You're one candle. And he said, I really hope you'll listen to me here. Don't do that. Don't blow out those candles. And we both kind of just stared at him. You know, we were excited and we weren't really grasping at what he was talking about. We go, okay, we won't blow them out. Jeez Louise. And he said, here's why I don't want you to blow out those candles. Jackie, you have a flame and that represents you. Just because you're marrying Jimmy and the two of you are moving forward in your life and becoming a family doesn't mean we need to blow out Jackie Green. Jackie Green is still here. Jackie Green still loves to run. She still loves pageants. She's still really goofy and loud. Now, we don't want to blow that flame out. We don't want to take her out and say, you don't exist anymore. You're now a new you that's married to him because you're not. You're the same you. And Jimmy, same goes for you. You're not going to change and blow out who you are and blow out your fire just because you're marrying Jackie. I want to leave those candles lit. And he said, so when you're done with it, I want to put the candle back. I want to leave the flame. And I want just a quick moment of silence. He's like, I just want to observe. There we go. You came together as one. You're making a union together, but you're still you. You're still holding on to who you are because that's important in life. You can't lose who you are. And, you know, we walked away and I'm going to tell you what, Jim over his head went, okay, whatever you say. He was just so excited. That sunk in deep for me. That really did. Like I thought about that and I thought about that and I said, wow, that's a good point. I'm not going to change just because I'm married. I still got my friends. I've still got running. I've still got so many things I want to do. And I don't want Jim to change just because we got married either. The idea of him quitting being in a band, that bothers me. I want him to keep running and doing CrossFit and doing the things he likes, even if sometimes it comes at inconvenient times for me because I want him to be him. I married him. I don't want to be a new him just because we got married. So that really meant a lot to me when he said that. It really just rang true. Like, you're not going to stop being Jackie Green because you're now marrying Jimmy Blankenship. So going back to my hair and why this all ties together, Jackie Green wanted short freaking hair. It doesn't matter what Jimmy wants because it's not his head and he doesn't care. You know what he wants? Me to be happy and me to love how I look. And if that's how I like it, he's going to be happy. So yeah, that's the rant I had to give you about my hair. And I don't know. That's just how I feel. Was that too dark? Did I get too weird there? I know I'm normally a little lighthearted, but that just was something that stuck to me. So many people said that. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I like it. Thanks for asking. And for the record, Jim does like it. He thinks it looks awesome. He told me like 5 times. He reassured me like 20 times. He thinks it looks awesome. Okay. Anyway, so I've gotten some great emails from you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, emails. And one of the emails stuck out. He said he loved the episode where I talked about running and I talked about the Boston Marathon with Desi Linden and her just winning for women and all that good stuff. So I have another story for you. Next episode, we're going to talk about Little Mo. Have you heard of Little Mo? this is like a gem of a story, a little bit of an underground thing. Not a lot of people know about Lil Mo. But it's going to be the craziest running story, perseverance story you've ever heard. And you're going to have to hear it. You're going to have to. So the story of Lil Mo will be next episode, and we're all going to love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Email me, JackieOnAir@live.com. Find me on Facebook, Facebook.com/OnAirJackie. Instagram, JackieOnAir. Twitter, JackieOnAir. And thank you. Thanks for listening. Okay. Tune in next for Lil Mo. Talk to you later. Bye.